we thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries. And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants.
That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Earth Protective viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us in Europe. Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 K-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 56 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogotá, channel 16 on Parabólica Bellavista and channel 44 on Villavisión de Villamayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Boyacá Real, El Encanto, El Luján, Consolación, Palo Blanco, Europa, La Reliquia, San Joaquín and Santa Elenita, channel 43 on Teleboyacá Real Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 89, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Celera, channel 51 on CIMA TV Cable Company. In Engativa 21 Barrios, channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Paraguay, in Vallemi, channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa de la Guaray, channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. And in Orqueta, channel 32 on Damoa S.A. In Asunción, channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingahuatzu, channel 44 on TV Cable Mingahuatzu. In Hernandarias, channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environ on Siatsat. Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV. Channel 57 in Buea on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Mongolia, in Hof Province, channel 21 on Khan Altay Cable TV. In Erdenet City, channel 26 on Alha Tengger Cable TV. And channel 50 on Khimor Cable TV. In Swatir, Zaling Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhol Province, channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. Channel 14 on Alha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47, Orange Cable Company's Channel 65, and Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. In Hotus on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sandbird Company. In Sangshan City in Dorongov Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. And in Mandalgov City, Channel 12 on Khorol Cable TV. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Poland, Channel 68 on Neostrada TP Television. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia on Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV. And Channel 95 on Yongjiao Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilang County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jinmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Chiayi City, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Puzi City, Channel 90 on Taiyang Cable TV. In Chiayi City, Channel 97 on CYCCATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Doliu Township on Qialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 in Yuanchang Township on Beikang Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhone. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Ukraine establishes 29 new protected areas. In animal welfare news, a public forum is held in the United States to question the ethics of the meat diet. In health news, a Lebanese organization calls for anti-smoking measures. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, April 1st, is the birthday of renowned American actress, singer, and dancer, Miss Debbie Reynolds. Born in El Paso, Texas, Miss Reynolds' illustrious career has included more than 40 films, such as the classic Singin' in the Rain and the unsinkable Molly Brown. Among her many honors are 3 stars on the prestigious Hollywood Walk of Fame. In 1998, the charming Miss Reynolds co-hosted the One World of Peace Through Music benefit concert at the Shrine Auditorium in Los Angeles, California, USA. Supreme Master Ching Hai was a guest of honor at this event, which was organized by our association members. In addition, Miss Reynolds delighted viewers as a guest speaker at Supreme Master Television's 3rd anniversary celebration in 2009. Our gratitude, Miss Reynolds, for graciously sharing your lovable wit, marvelous talents, and caring spirit with so many. We wish you a very joyous and blessed birthday.
Lion News. Heavy storms sweep through northern India. Pre-monsoon rains, known as the seasonal nor'wester, brought strong winds and hailstorms that so far primarily affected the states of Tripura, Mizoram, and Manipur. One young person lost his life to a lightning strike, and more than 20 were injured, while some 1,300 homes were destroyed, with trees and electrical poles uprooted. In one Manipur village, the swift response of community members to a landslide saved 2 people who emerged safely.
Upon knowing of this disaster, Supreme Master Ching Hai expressed her love and prayers as she asked that our association members go, if possible, to help the most vulnerable, saying that funds are available if necessary.
We are thankful for the swift and life-saving assistance of the local residents, as we also appreciate Supreme Master Ching Hai's unconditional aid to those in need. our sympathies for the loss of life as we pray for the smooth resuming of the Indian people's productive daily lives and that our efforts toward more sustainable stewardship of the ecosphere help lessen events as these.
Earthquakes strike Indonesia, Chile, and Japan Sea. Early on Monday, March 29th, a magnitude 5.2 tremor rattled eastern Indonesia, 9 kilometers southeast of Baobao on Bhutan Island. Also that morning, residents of the O'Higgins area in Chile were jolted from their slumber by an earthquake measuring 5.3 on the Richter scale, while a 5.8 magnitude quake shook Japan on Tuesday, 240 kilometers west of Sapporo, the capital of Hokkaido Prefecture. Thankfully, no damages or injuries were reported for any of the tremors. Thank heavens for the safety of the quake-affected residents. Our prayers, meanwhile, that humanity acts with care and consideration to ensure our planetary stability.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Japan funds development projects to benefit Yemen. On Tuesday, March 30th, Yemen's Governorate of Aden welcomed Japanese Ambassador Mitsunori Naba as the two countries launched new ventures valued at over $235,000 to improve the lives of residents in the Sheikh Othman district. The Japanese government is donating the funds to support the rehabilitation of a school for disabled students, the construction of a medical center, and the purchase of medical equipment for mother and children's health care.
The two health-related projects alone are expected to directly benefit 90,000 local residents. Over the past 10 years, Japan has been assisting Yemen in providing clean water, health care, education, and other areas through endeavors totaling $1.5 million. We thank Your Excellency and heaven bless Japan for your neighborly aid to those in need of protection. With such considerate care, surely the good Yemeni people will thrive evermore in safety and well-being.
France's First Lady inaugurates U.S. Art Exchange Program. Visiting the United States this week with her husband, President Nicolas Sarkozy, First Lady Carla Bruni launched an exchange program whereby students from France and the United States will journey each year to their sister country across the Atlantic to study art. Funded with more than $2 million donated by U.S. philanthropists, scholarships from the Carla Bruni Sarkozy Foundation will be awarded based on talent and financial need, with leading art, music, and dance institutions from each country participating in the exchange programs. What a wonderful idea! Our respectful accolades, First Lady Carla Bruni, U.S. donors, and participating schools for your gracious work together in creating such a unique opportunity. May the beauty and discussions of art continue to bridge ever-warming ties of respect between cultures.
Worldwide Vegan Bake Sale promotes good causes through animal-friendly delights. Named the 2009 Veg Event of the Year by the award-winning U.S.-based Veg News magazine, the Worldwide Vegan Bake Sale invites groups and individuals around the globe to hold bake sale events from April 24th through May 2nd for charitable causes of their own choice. To qualify, the baked desserts and breads must only be free of all dairy and egg products.
This fun and engaging global activity was started by the U.S.-based Compassion for Animals to create an opportunity for people to simultaneously become more aware of the cruelty and killing involved with the dairy and egg industries, all while enjoying tasty, satisfying breads and desserts that cause no harm to any animal friends. According to Mr. Gary Lowenthal, Compassion for Animals Vice President and Director of the Worldwide Vegan Bake Sale, the 2009 event was an overwhelming success in its inaugural year and is expanding in scope this year.
We've had fantastic feedback at our vegan bake sale. People who, for instance, would never conceive of something like a vegan cheesecake bite into it and realize how delicious it is. And you can practically see these misperceptions about vegan food melting away instantaneously.
At a vegan bake sale, conversations naturally arise about the benefits of avoiding dairy and egg products, with non-vegan bakers also joining in to try exciting alternative baking methods.
You can make the most fantastic cookies and muffins and cupcakes and banana breads and other types of baked goods, and never use dairy or eggs. You will never know the difference, and in many cases, you will actually improve the flavor. If you can bake, you can bake vegan. It's cruelty-free. It tends to be much greener than the animal counterparts, and it can all start with a delicious bite of vegan buttercream frosting on a cupcake.
We thank Mr. Lowenthal, Compassion for Animals, Veg News Magazine, and all enthusiastic participants of the Worldwide Vegan Bake Sale. May more and more people discover mouth-watering, delectable treats that are also compassionately animal-free.
To find out more on how to find or hold your own vegan bake sale with free vegan baking tips, please visit www.veganbakesale.org.
Loving Huts open in Indonesia. Following the success of the nation's first six Loving Hut locales, Indonesia recently welcomed two more. The fastest growing chain of vegan restaurants, Loving Hut International, has been supported by Supreme Master Qinghai's concept of providing diverse, compassionate, and easily accessible vegan cuisine for the public. Located in the center of Indonesia's second largest city, Loving Hut Surabaya is bustling with happy customers who are attracted by the elegant yet cozy ambience that can be seen through the dining spot's glass walls. Let us hear what they have to say about the food.
Baru nyoba vegetarian kok rasanya sangat enak, lezat dan nikmat. Maknyus katanya.
Saya akan datang kembali Pak sama keluarga dan teman-teman kami.
Also in East Java Province, a Loving Hut opened in Malang, welcoming customers with international options as well as local favorites such as coconut ice cream and spicy kung pao. The delectable food caters to diners of all ages who are satisfied knowing that the food is 100% eco-conscious.
Enak.
Hasil penelitian membuktikan bahwa dengan kita vegetarian, kita sudah mengurangi pemanasan global. Satu, yang kedua dari segi kesehatan, kita semakin sehat. Yang ketiga, kita juga tidak terlalu mahal dibandingkan dengan makanan-makanan yang lain yang diambil dari industri peternakan.
Be fat, go green, save the planet.
Congratulations, Loving Hut, on your success in Indonesia. We thank Supreme Master Qinghai for being the steadfast beacon toward a wholesome, harmonious vegan world as we look forward to more and more people awakening to the manifold benefits and joys of a plant-based diet.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production:
Q fever, norovirus, swine flu, Ebola Reston virus.
Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus.
Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk.
Pig's disease, or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile.
Diseases hidden in healthy appearing livestock, some of the costs of meat eating.
Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk.
Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year.
Cancer. Colon rectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year.
Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese.
Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. deforests the lungs of the earth, uses up to 43% of the world's cereal, uses up to 85% of the world's soy, cause world hunger and wars, 80% cause of global warming, plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption: cowpox from milking cows, bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat.
Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat lead to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease, linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis, classified as a major allergen, lactose intolerance, plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
First moments of the universe scientifically recreated. Situated at the shared border of Switzerland and France, the Large Hadron Collider made history late Tuesday evening, March 30th, as it accelerated subatomic particles to the highest speeds ever generated, more than three times faster than the prior record.
We have observed the first collisions, beautiful events with a lot of tracks, so the beam collided perfectly.
About 80 scientists were on hand at the European Center for Nuclear Research, or CERN, to view images and celebrate the event, which is expected to render data that permits more insights into the nature and origins of the universe.
Within a few months, we'll be able to really start a major adventure in modern physics.
So it's the beginning of really a new era of great physics explorations.
Our congratulations, international scientists, on your premier advancement. May your work together continue to reveal the secrets of our universe that bring benefit to humanity and beyond.
Save our planet. Oceanic dead zones emit potent greenhouse gas and accelerate global warming. As a growing number of oxygen-deprived dead zones in the world seas not only threatens marine plant and animal life, the suffocating waters also give off the greenhouse gas nitrous oxide. In an article published in the journal Science, Dr. Lou Codispodi, oceanographer at the University of Maryland Center for Environmental Science in the USA, explains that the warming oceans are causing microbes, especially those in the more shallow, low-oxygen zones, to produce high levels of the gas, which are then passed into the atmosphere to further aggravate climate change.
Along with trapping 289 times more heat than carbon dioxide over a 20-year period, nitrous oxide also further depletes the Earth's ozone layer, thus increasing our exposure to harmful UV radiation.
Dr. Codispodi, your study indeed sounds a warning that cannot be ignored, and we are grateful for your observations. Let us all act now in plant cooling endeavors to stabilize the environments of both land and sea.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has often cautioned about the detriments of poisonous gases being released by the warming oceans, along with global warming's root solution, as during an international gathering with our association members in February 2008.
You see, the gas fuming from the ocean and from the land that's been defrosting, it's fuming everywhere. It's just that at the moment it's not so intense, yeah?
But it'd be more and more intense if we don't do something.
Everybody knows by now from the UN report that meat-eating, animal raising is one of the worst factors, or even the worst factor of global warming. And nobody talk about it. Everybody, okay, new energy, biofuel, hybrid car, dig a hole and store the carbon. As if it will not burst one day. And before that, you have to breathe in already, as if it will not affect you. What is so difficult to put down one piece of meat and replace it with one piece of tofu, which is exactly the same, better nutrition, better for your health, more economical.
Save our planet. Hundreds of Russians rally and call for the continued closure of a paper mill on Siberia's Lake Baikal, expressing concerns that its reopening will jeopardize aquatic life in one of the world's largest freshwater reserves.
Save our planet. Analyzing the growth rings of rare cypress trees in Ô Lạc or Vietnam, researchers report that climate change-related drought and damage to a key irrigation system ultimately resulted in the fall 600 years ago of Angkor, capital of the ancient Khmer Empire of Cambodia.
Save our planet. The Los Angeles, USA Department of Water and Power approves a carbon surcharge for residents and businesses that is expected to transform the city into a sustainable hub as funds are invested in alternative energy, eco-job creation, and other green solutions.
Save Our Planet. Malaysian-born actress and animal lover Michelle Yeo stars in a one-hour National Geographic Channel documentary that highlights the plight of endangered orangutans, encouraging better stewardship to avoid their extinction.
Hello, I'm Trumpet the Elephant with the tip of the day. And I'm vegan, by the way. After adopting a loving dog, it's important that you regularly talk to your new friend. That way, he or she will feel more included in your activities and get to know you better. Many caregivers have experienced that our intelligent canine companions understand a lot. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks a lot for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now for the weather around the globe.
In environmental news, Ukraine establishes 29 new safeguarded areas. The total of such protected regions is now 38, constituting 3.7 million hectares. This is approximately 5.5% of the nation's territory. Director of World Wildlife Fund Danube Carpathian Programme, Mr. Andreas Beckmann, said, "The designation of 29 new protected areas is a very significant achievement and a prudent step for securing Ukraine's prodigious natural treasures and the ecosystem goods and services that they provide." What good news, Ukraine, to hear of these additional conservations. May more of the Earth's outstanding beauty continue to be preserved for future generations.
In animal welfare news, a public forum presents ethical concerns around the meat diet. Entitled Eating Animals, the discussion was held at Portland State University, USA. The panelists included Dr. Kathy Hessler of the Center for Animal Law Studies at Lewis and Clark College in Oregon, and Dr. Ramona Ilea, a philosophy professor from Pacific University in Oregon. Dr. Ilea, a vegan, teaches a course in animal ethics. She stated that the most important reason people are currently transitioning to the animal-free diet is due to their concern for the suffering of animals and the environment. Dr. Hessler, also a vegan, is the director of the only animal law clinic in the United States. She talked about the history and philosophy behind our treatment of animals and the rights of our fellow beings. Also, she explained why she chose a plant-based lifestyle.
I don't see scientific or legal or other moral reasons to separate myself from animals, but rather see myself as part of the natural universe in which we all coexist.
What do you see is the future relationship between humans and animals on this planet?
the scientific field is developing very, very rapidly. And so we're learning much more about the inner lives of animals. The more we know about them and the more we realize that we are alike makes me much more hopeful that we can learn to coexist in meaningful ways.
After the meeting, a participant explained her reasons for being vegan. She is a volunteer for the nonprofit Portland group Northwest Veg, which promotes a veg lifestyle.
It's really not sustainable to be eating meat and other animal products. And as the global population increases, there's really less resources to go around. And so I think it's environmentally better for all of us to eat less meat and even stop.
Our appreciation, Dr. Ramona Ilea, Dr. Kathy Hessler, and other participants of this thoughtful gathering. May more adopt the ethical values in the vegan diet for a compassionate future on Earth. Coming up, Youth Against Drugs urges smoking to be banned in public areas in Lebanon. We'll go for a quick prayer and be right back. More soothing news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, admirable news for a respectful world. In health news, a Lebanese organization calls for higher prices and taxes on tobacco. Youth Against Drugs, or JAD, a non-profit social welfare group, has also asked politicians and legislators to create a law that prohibits smoking in public places. In addition, to help protect teenagers, JAD has requested the banning of advertisements that falsely glorify smoking and conceal its harmful effects. Our hats off, Youth Against Drugs, for your commitment to safeguarding the well-being of all, especially the young. May healthy habits continue to be encouraged for joyful and vibrant lives.
Some of the tragic tolls of tobacco: 5.4 million smoking-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of smoking-related illnesses, $96 billion in the United States alone. Light and mild cigarettes, just as harmful, causes cancer and diseases in animal companions, speeds the aging process, toxic residues of third-hand smoke, heart disease, coronary thrombosis, cerebral thrombosis, kidney failure, cancer, mouth, liver, breast and colorectal cancer, lung cancer, esophagus cancer, kidneys cancer, bladder cancer, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, emphysema, bronchitis, stroke, impotence, additional harms for secondhand smoking, childhood arteriosclerosis leading to heart attacks and strokes in adulthood, sudden infant death syndrome, infertility, miscarriages, and premature deliveries, childhood asthma, bronchitis, ear infection, cleft lip or palate, hyperactivity and aggression in asthmatic boys, circulatory problems in women, plus more. For more information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com.
Let's enjoy a joke entitled Prayers, told in Taya, a language spoken in Formosa or Taiwan.
Nakili kui yaya royaki kani kintari beh pansakao tawavala inori. Yava utu kayan, kangi chike yaya royava mo kutungasan men kani. Lekum lak makami, shitavah tulik tunuh niru. Blawam ha, senzi maku, lakhi jingi, viki kuji tensya. Kama yaya ni maha, lakhi ujis kani blawa, walik puri yava utu kayan. Kama laki kamha, yaki ikaku puri chike ya.
And now for our viewers' heartline on Breatharian Jasmuheen, living on universal grace and love.
Thanks for the show. It's good to let more people know about this lifestyle without food. A Breatharian from Prague, Czech.
Sublime Breatharian, thanks for your comment. Our best wishes with your quest to live a compassionate, food-free lifestyle in heaven's light.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed our time with you on Noteworthy News.
May your life be graced with an elevating and noble spirit.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The European Union opens access for Libyan citizens to 25 European countries in Schengen visa-free zone, with Libya reciprocating in return.
Colombian President Alvaro Uribe announces willingness to make peace with the group Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC, also affirming his intention to free certain FARC detainees.
As part of the new U.S. health care bill, food sold in vending machines in chain restaurants must prominently display information such as calorie count to provide more complete nutritional disclosure.
Over 1,000 people in Spain, representing environmental and animal rights groups, come together in Madrid, saying that torture should not be equated with culture, as they call for a ban on bullfighting.
The United Arab Emirates and Germany signed a memorandum of understanding to cooperate in the area of transportation, including railways, transport safety, and technology systems.
U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama receives children's television channel Nickelodeon's Big Help Honor at the annual Kids' Choice Awards for her Let's Move initiative to reduce childhood obesity and encourage health in youth.
A survey conducted by the British government finds that 95.5% of citizens are in favor of a complete ban on wild animals in circuses and for the animals to be well looked after being released.
U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton holds a phone conversation with Lebanese Prime Minister Saad Hariri, in which she pledges her nation's commitment to Lebanon's well-being, as the two also discuss regional peace.
Chinese human rights lawyer Gao Jisheng states that he has been released from his February 2009 detainment and is now living in the region of Wutai Mountain, a Buddhist monastery in Shaanxi Province.
Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel arrives in Ankara, Turkey, to meet with President Abdullah Gül, where she also visits the country's famed Hagia Sophia and the Blue Mosque.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.